Blog Talk Radio.
Top flight.
We in the build, yeah. We in the build, yeah.
We got London Lit. On the track.
When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. I used to chase up the money. I wanted the finer things. I was a troop in 98 with two watches and two chains. I was a hot boy and a fly guy, and it wasn't no limit. I was putting in hours, I was punching that clock, I was trying to get it. Everything y'all say on the track, I really done lived it. You saying something you not, you rappers be tripping. I was seeking the wrong thing. Mr. Rapper Man was all about that cash, but he told me seek him first and all these other things that he soon will add. But I was moving too fast, I should have took it slow. Me and Bird was doing show after show, we was trying to blow, asking God to open the door, but he kept telling me no. I didn't know that it was a bigger purpose he was saving me for.
When I was younger, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. When I was younger, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust nobody. Everybody's fake. Had to give it to Jesus. He's the only way. He's the only way.
I can't deny it, I admit it. His Holy Spirit keep me at the altar on bending knee, repenting. This light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. I got no choice but to let it. No longer chasing that money, I'm stacking my riches up in heaven. I used to want the platinum plaques. I wanted y'all to know my name. House in the hills, Bentley coupe. Rock and roll hall of fame. Not all I want is my name in the Lamb's book of life. Don't care if y'all know my name or not.
Why?
Cause y'all didn't pay that price. See, he gave his life so I could be with him up in paradise. I was a pile of dirt till he blew in me the breath of life. I gotta die to myself on a daily basis in all cases, and he the only way I'm gonna make it, and I might as well face it.
When I was younger, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to
Jesus.
He's the only way. When I was younger, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to
Jesus.
He's the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way. He's the only way. Jesus is the only way.
When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it my way. But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to
Jesus.
He's the only way.
When I was young, I was like Usher. I did it my
way.
But life was like a game that I didn't know how to play. Couldn't trust
nobody.
Everybody's fake. Had to give it to
Jesus.
He's the only way.
Amen. 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 Praise God on tonight. He is the only way. Praise God. Jesus is the only way. Hallelujah. Praise God. And this is Care Broadcast Network. And you are listening to the Anointed Truth of Christ, uncensored. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Anointed Truth of Christ, uncensored. Praise God. And we are blessed. Hallelujah, to be online once again. We are blessed to be in the presence of the saints. We are blessed to be in the presence of the living God on tonight. We thank God for each and every one of you who have called in, each and every one of you who have tuned in on this evening. Amen, and praise the Lord on tonight. And we're going to open up with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, We come before your Lord right now as humbly as we know how. First, Lord, we just want to tell you thank you. We just want to thank you and magnify you for your mercy, for your grace, for your faithfulness, Lord. We want to just praise you, Lord, for your forgiveness, Lord. Hallelujah. We just want to thank you for it, that you renew it for us each and every day of our lives, Lord. And Lord, right now, we just want to rebuke any work of the enemy tonight, any work of the enemy that's trying to hinder the message that you have coming forth for us on tonight, Lord. And we thank you right now. We magnify you, Lord, for the power and the authority that you have given us in our words. And we claim it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We rebuke you, enemy, right now in the name of Jesus. We command you to go. Hallelujah. Leave this line and leave this place right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Lord, we magnify you. And we want you to just have your way on tonight. Hallelujah. Come in a mighty way, Lord. Hallelujah. Open up our eyes. Open up our hearts, our spirits, our ears tonight so that we can receive what the Spirit is saying to the church. Hallelujah. And these things I decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. And amen. Praise God on tonight. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Once again, it is truly a blessing to be on the line. This is Elder Andre Prevost. And this is the Anointed Truth of Christ Uncensored. Praise God. Hallelujah. When we preach and we teach the true and unadulterated word of the living God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we just thank God tonight. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. For everything God is doing in each and every one of our lives. I believe that God is moving in a mighty way. Hallelujah. I believe that there's a shift occurring. I know that a lot of preachers say that when they want to get your hype and they want you to open up your pocketbook and throw something in the offering plate. Hallelujah. But I really and truly believe that there's a shift taking place in each and every one of our lives that's in the sound of my voice live right now. There's a shift. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. God is doing some things. He's elevating some people. He's moving some people around. He's moving some people out of your way. Hallelujah. Praise God so that he can do what he wants to do through you. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. And just watch what God's going to do. He said, look at what I've done so far. How much more, hallelujah, amen, do you think I'm going to do than I've already done? Hallelujah. Praise God. He say, I'm taking you from point A to point B. I'm getting ready to take you through all the alphabets, and don't think I won't do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah tonight. Praise God. Somebody needed to receive that word. Hallelujah. Praise God that God is doing some things. It's a shift occurring right now in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. We just thank God for each and every person who is on the line, everybody who has called in, and everybody who has tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. We want to bring forth our speaker on tonight. Hallelujah. She is none other, hallelujah, than our very own, my First Lady and co-pastor, hallelujah, First Lady Aisha Prevost. Praise God. Hallelujah. First Lady, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to have his way. Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, God is good and he continues to be good. God is merciful. He continues to be merciful. And I just thank God for his mercy and his grace, his forgiveness. Father, I thank him for his being who he is. Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight, the Lord is giving me a word tonight for the people. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, that we're in the state that we know that, you know, this is not all about us. This is a bigger purpose that God has plan for us, a bigger purpose here on earth, or what's happening in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Now that we are, our ears are attentive to his spirit, and now our ears are focused on him. He wants to, you know, bring to you what he's been trying to tell you all along. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. God, I just said, thank you on today, oh God. I thank you for the constant strength that you have provided for us throughout the day, each and every day, oh God. But we couldn't do it without you, God. We couldn't love without you. We couldn't show mercy without you. All forgiveness without you, God. All show love without you, God. And Lord, we just thank you for your Holy Spirit on tonight, God. That lead us and guide us in all your ways. That give us the power to overcome any wickedness, any darkness that surrounds us. So Lord, we just thank you on tonight, and we magnify your name, oh God. Lord, we just ask you to come in right now, oh God. Help us to sit down as you come forth and give a word that you meant for us to receive, oh God. Help us to move our selves out the way so we can hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, allow me to decrease so you can increase in me. Be my mouth on tonight, oh God. Just take control and have your way on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Do pray, amen, amen, and amen, and amen. We're going to talk about tonight about repentance and what it truly means to repent. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's always wrapped up in what is true worship and what is false worship. Is all wrapped in together. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to talk about what it really means to repent. You know, because we have people, you know, people who wasn't in church, you know, they, you know, get to know about God, and then they finally, you know, go to church after they get down so bad, they finally get the nerve up and they go to church or whatever. And when they get to church, you know, they see people, you know, praying, you know, giving honor and praise to God. You got some people preaching, some people singing in the choir, some people ushering. Amen, hallelujah, oh God, in the church. So they go in and they see this, and they automatically think, okay, this is what I have to do, you know, to become righteous. You know, I have to throw my hands up and worship God in church, you know, usher, get in the choir and sing praises to God, you know. That's what's gonna, you know, make me a part of God's family, you know, by doing these acts, you know, just going through the motions of, you know, Monday through Friday, we out doing whatever we want to do, and then you go to church on Sunday, and now all of a sudden we become righteous and, you know, holy, you know, for that day. Amen. Hallelujah. It's people out there, we know God, we believe in God, you know. This is for a certain group of people. You know, the Lord is telling me, you, this group of people, you believe in God, you know, you have heard about God, but you don't really know what it really feels like to be in a real relationship with God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You think it's just going to church on Sunday, you know, you just that one day we worship God. You think it's just going to church and, you know, singing in the choir, you're just going to church to usher, just going to church to preach and, you know, cry out and, you know, follow the flow, you know, speak in tongues and run around the church. You think this is what God is all about. This is all he's all about. You know, you thinking he just church, is this church very, very religious. That's all you have known about God, and that's all you think it is. Amen. Hallelujah. So you just been going through the motions. You know, Monday through Friday, you know, you're going through, you know, I'm still struggling with sin, amen, hallelujah, and I'm Sunday here, and I go to church, and I'm worshiping, I'm falling on my face, and I'm asking, I'm asking, I'm crying out to God, you know, you're just going through the motions, you know. You don't even you worshiping God, but you don't you don't have a heart to want to change. Amen, hallelujah. Well, you have a you want to change, but the change what you don't realize is that the change starts in your heart. You know. We think that repentance means to change your actions. So we start the steps in trying to change how we act. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If we fornicate, we try to stop fornicating. If we commit adultery, we try to stop committing adultery. Amen. If we're lying, we trying to stop lying. We're stealing. We're trying to stop stealing. So we take action and stop trying to do these things, and we wonder why. I'm trying my best to not to go and do this wickedness, but I keep falling back into it, and I don't know why I keep falling back into my old ways. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Why can't I change my ways? I'm trying so hard. Amen. Hallelujah. I say I change my ways. People keep telling me to change my actions, change the way I talk. But I'm doing that. I'm trying, but it's not working. Why isn't it working? Amen. Hallelujah. Well, you have answers on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not working because you have to change, really make up in your heart, in your mind, about the actions that you're taking. You can't just change your actions. Because when you change your actions, you think, well, if I stop doing what I'm doing, and then I will become righteous. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, maybe they'll stop saying I'm going to hell. Maybe they'll stop calling me out my name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. But see, you trying to change your own self. You trying to change your own self. Amen. Hallelujah. Take care of that shit. The change does not start on the outside. The change starts in the inside. Amen, hallelujah. You really got to make up in your heart. Tell yourself that you got to really believe that stealing is wrong. You got to really believe that committing adultery is wrong. You got to really believe that. You got to really, 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 really want to change. Amen, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because some of us, we come to church and we dress the part, we look holy. You know, like the Bible says in Isaiah 58, like God says, he said, if you go to church, you know, to the other nations, to other people who don't go to church, to other people who don't know God, they looking at the church automatically think, oh, man, they are holy people. You know, they go to church every Sunday. You know, they serve their God. Amen. Hallelujah. God said, you might. They looking at us, they think we are holy, righteous, and you know, we don't turn our backs on God. That's how they look at us. Amen, hallelujah. Because they only looking at the outward. All they see is us going to church. All they see is us singing in a choir, ushering, oh God, that's all they see. They see the outside, but see God see the inside. Yeah, God see you going to church. He see you being faithful going to church. He see you being faithful ushering. He see you being faithful teaching the word of God. He see you being faithful preaching the word of God. But he also see that your heart is not right. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. Just because you go to church, just because you sing in a choir, just because you ushering, just because you pastoring, that don't mean you have fully gave your life over to God. Amen. Hallelujah. That don't mean you fully gave your life over to God. I know with some of us, we have grown to know that. If I go to church and sing, get in the choir, go ahead and usher, I'm in right standing with God. That's not true. Just because you are in church every Sunday doing all these events for God does not mean that you are in right standing with God. You know, he said it before and he's saying it again. Just because you ushering, singing in the choir, pastoring, ministering, teaching my word, that does not mean you're in right standing with me. It's more, he says, it's more to him than just going in church and going through the motions. You're spending Monday through Friday going to church, repenting, falling on the altar, you know, you're paying your tithes. It's more to him than just that. That's just a routine we have learned. That's all we knew. You know, go to church, go sing, go usher, you know, go home. Monday through Friday, sing again, go back, repent. It's more to God than that. Amen. Hallelujah. Just because you go, like you said, just because you do all of that, that don't mean you in right standing with me. Cause you go to church and you act holier than thou, you know, you wearing scriptures on your sleeve, you can quote every scripture in the book, but you still fornicate. You can quote every scripture in the book, but you still commit adultery. You can quote every scripture in the book, but you still stealing, still lying. Amen. Hallelujah. Just because you got faith in God, just because you believe in God, doesn't mean that you are saved. Amen. Hallelujah. The scripture says even the demons believe in God. Amen. Hallelujah. Lucifer himself, he was the very worship, he was in control of God's worship. When God made him, he set him over control of his worship. Amen, hallelujah. Even he turned away from God and made himself Satan. Amen, hallelujah. We got demons singing in the choir, demons ushering in the church, demons preaching in the fat pulpit. What that mean? Because you got faith in God means nothing. What different? What different? Are you doing? What is the fruit? What different are you doing than the world is doing? It's people out there in the world, they're not in church, but they believe in God. They believe God. Okay? What makes you different? What makes you different? Amen. Hallelujah. Take your shikini. Faith without works is dead. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, you pastoring. Yeah, you singing in the choir. Yeah, you teaching and ushering. What is your fruit? You believe in God, but what is your fruit? Amen, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. What is your fruit that really shows that you really believe God? Amen, hallelujah. We know the fruit of the Spirit. Just throw some out there. Love, self-control, meekness, kindness. What is your fruit? Take it out of a shield. That shows that you have really, really, and truly turned your life over to God. Amen. Hallelujah. You really repented and you felt remorseful. For turning your back on God. What is the fruit to prove that you really have changed your life around? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You can talk the part, you can look the part, but where is your fruit? Your actions show us who you are. Amen. It show God who you really are. Where's your fruit? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm not trying to offend nobody. I'm giving the word of God how it is. Amen. Hallelujah. And what the Lord is asking today is, what is the fruit? Amen. Hallelujah. This ain't about just dressing up, putting on your best clothes and going out there singing for me. It's more to me. He says it's more to me than that. I want to have a relationship with you. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to turn away from your wicked heart. Not just your ways. He wants you to turn away from your heart, your wicked heart, because it starts there. Amen. Hallelujah. The evil starts in your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't go out there and commit adultery unless you're already thinking about going out there to cheat. You thought about it, so you acted it out. It starts in your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Before you steal, you think you sit there and plan to steal. It starts in your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Take it out of our shield. God wants you to turn away from your wicked heart. Amen. Hallelujah. What is just going to church? Going through the motions. You know, Sunday you go to church, Sunday you go to Bible study on Wednesday night, you know, doing events here and there, going to camps and going on trips, you know, to here and there. But how is that making a change in your life? What kind of fruit is it bearing in your life? You're doing all this and you're still in wickedness. Amen. Hallelujah. You think that's all God wanted from you is for you to just go preach his word, for you to just go usher in the church, you just to go sing in the choir? That's all you think God wanted you to do? Just to pay your tithes? That's all you think God is about? Is about just religious acts? You coming in there, following your faith, asking for him and asking him to help? That's all you think he wanted? God wants to have a relationship with you. He want to forgive you. He want to make you whole. Amen. Hallelujah. But the question is do you want to be made whole? Amen. Hallelujah. Do you really want to be made whole? Or are you just in it to get what you want from God? Amen. Hallelujah. Are you just in it just for selfish reasons? Amen. Hallelujah. You don't have no plans to change at all. You just want to reap the benefits and keep doing what you're doing. Or do you really want to be made whole? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. God didn't just come for you to just be inside of a building. He wanted you to take those acts outside the building. He wanted you to apply it to your everyday life. Help people. Help the needy. Help the poor. And not forget about your family. Stop lying on folks. Stop backbiting folks. Stop stealing. Stop treating people who work for you bad. Look at our shield. Be honest in everything you do. He wants you to take it outside in your everyday life. Don't just do it when you in church on Sunday that one day. You holier than thou. And then Monday through Friday you doing everything but being a child of God. Amen, hallelujah. Where's your fruit? Where's your fruit? You gotta really ask yourself, what you doing really helping you? You gotta stop and think, is this what God really wanted me to be doing? What is God really trying to tell me? Amen, hallelujah. And some of us, we grew up, that's all we have known. That's all we know, give your life over to God. You know, about giving your life over to God, you think it just means let him let you use your body to preach to people. You know? No, he's not just wanting your body just to use you to preach, just to use you to usher, just to use you to sing. He don't want to just use you just to be using you like people out in the world use you just because of what you got. He actually want a relationship with you. You ain't just a booty call, for lack of a better word. That's all that is. He really want a relationship with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's your shikity. Head of a shield. God really wants a relationship with you. Amen. Hallelujah. But do you really want a relationship with him? Or are you just treating him like a booty call? Treating him, treating him like a sugar daddy. For lack of a better word, just to make it plain. Could have a shield. Because I'll tell you right now, if you think God don't see what you're doing, or God don't know what's in the inside of you, you're mistaken. God know everything. If you think you just coming on church on Sunday and preaching for God and throwing these fancy events for him, you think that's going to get you in heaven, you're mistaken. Amen, hallelujah. He said, in the word, it said it's a way that seems right to people. He know that seems right to you, but he here to tell you that ain't what I want you to do. That's not the right way. Amen, hallelujah. He said, it's people out there that, you're a good person, That's good, You feel like you're a good person. You do all the right things, but the only right way is the way Jesus came. The only right way is through Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. By believing on the blood of Jesus. That's the only way. Amen, hallelujah. And that's the only thing that can make you righteous. By what he did on the cross, amen, hallelujah. It's nothing that you can do to make yourself righteous. It's nothing that you can do to save yourself from the wrath of God. It's nothing you can do. The only thing that can save you is the blood of Jesus. Amen, hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's the only thing he can save you. And some of us, we feel like we've been out there sinning, and we feel bad for turning our backs on God, so we're trying to make it up to God by doing these acts, by keep going to church and throwing events or whatever. We're trying to, by feeding the homeless. Some of us doing it out of obligation. We feel, we do not feel bad for, But once God forgive you, he forgive you. He ain't ask you to do it just to be doing it, just to, because you sin, because you turned your back on him. No, that is the feeding the homeless and being honest with people, that's something we do after when we really change our hearts. It's not something done out of obligation. Amen. Hallelujah. It's something done out of a changed heart. Amen. Hallelujah. A true repentant heart. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. So we need to really ask ourselves, have we truly repented, or are we just going through the motions? Going out there and doing what you do, going to church and repent all over again, do it all over again, do it all over again. Going to the church, and then the other people, we dressing up, you know, putting our best clothes on, you know, going to church, acting holier than thou, you know, even around in our name, we acting holier than thou. We, you know, quote scriptures here and now, from top to bottom, and we still in wickedness. Just doing it out of religious. Religious protocol, religious routine. You're just doing it out of routine because this is what you've seen your parents do at your life. That's what they did. They sinned Monday through Friday, and then they went to church. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. But it's more to it than just going to church. You know, you got to change. The change starts in the inside, people. Repentance don't start on the outside. You can change your clothes. You can do your hair. Amen. Hallelujah. You can sing in the choir. You can usher in the church. Yeah, it looks good on the outside, but God is concerned about what's on the inside. We can fool people all day. People can look at you and we think you holy and righteous. They but know that scripture. We think you holy and righteous, but you ain't fooling God. God is concerned about the what's in the inside. Amen. Hallelujah. Kerabashia, true repentance starts with your heart. Whatever she can get on shield. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. Whatever she can get on shield. Whatever she can get on shield. Amen, hallelujah, glory be to God. Whatever she, I'm not going to keep you long. That's basically the word the Lord gave me about true repentance. True repentance starts in the inside. Another scripture in the Bible say a lot of people gonna come to him saying, Lord, Lord. You know what I'm saying? No, he said everybody that says Lord, Lord is not getting into the kingdom. He's going to say, depart from me, get away from me, you work of iniquity. You know, whatever shit, whatever shit. People going to be like, I preached in, but I preached the house down for you. I sung in the choir. You know, I served you. But he's going to say, get away from him because he don't know you and he don't have a relationship with you. You thought your ex was going to get you in. But again, nothing that we can do to get into the kingdom. It's nothing that we can do ourselves. The only way we can enter is through the blood of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why he sent us the Holy Spirit. It's by the works of the Holy Spirit that we're able to get into the kingdom and get into right standing with God. And we can finally hear from God. It's through the Holy Spirit. And that's been the theme of the week at our church on this line, you know, the Holy Spirit. We in need of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. We in need of a the Holy Spirit, because we got a lot of people looking holy and righteous, but they empty. Don't have the Spirit of God in them. How you know it shows in your actions? You going to church and you are holier than thou, and then getting out of church, you still fighting with people, lying on people, treating people wrong, turning people away. Amen, hallelujah. And so you can't hear from God because you're still in your sin nature. Amen, hallelujah. Isaiah 59 says, listen, the Lord is not too weak to save you, and he is not becoming deaf. He can hear you when you call, but there is a problem. Your sins have cut you off from God. Because of your sin, he has turned away and will not listen anymore. Amen. Hallelujah. Your hands are the hands of murderers. Your fingers are filthy with sin. Your mouth is full of lies, and your lips are tainted with corruption. No one cares about being fair and honest. Their lawsuits are based on lies. They spend their time plotting evil deeds and then doing them. They spend their time and energy spinning evil plans that end up in deadly actions. They cheat and shortchange everyone. Nothing they do is productive. All their activity is filled with sin. Violence is their trademark. Their feet run to do evil, and they rush to commit murder. They think only about sinning whenever they go. Misery and destruction follow them. They do not know what true peace is, or what it means to be just and good. They continuously do wrong, and those who follow them cannot experience a moment of peace. Amen, hallelujah. Like he just said, he hear you. He can hear, he ain't deaf. Amen, hallelujah. But the thing is that because you in sin, he's choosing not to hear you. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at that other shit. He see what's going on. Because you still operate in sin nature, he cannot hear you. He's choosing not to hear you. You're not covered under the blood. When you covered under the blood, he see the lamb, and when he see the lamb, he hears you. He listens. Because he don't see sin. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So again, you can dress up. You know, you can preach the house down. But God, you ain't fooling God. God see your heart. And it's a call to change your heart. Not just show actions. Don't just switch it up for Sunday. You know, you've been cursing everybody out Monday through Friday, lying and manipulating Monday through Friday, but you come and go in the presence of God and you act like you've been holy all week. But God see you. He see what's in your heart. Repentance starts in your heart. Amen, hallelujah. Change your heart, and your actions will automatically change. Amen, hallelujah. Because some of us, we changing our actions, and we like, God, you don't see us? You don't see me trying? Amen, hallelujah. But he's trying to tell you, you need to change your heart, and you can finally stop struggling with what you keep doing. If you change your mind and heart, same thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. True repentance start within. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Amen. 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 True repentance on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. True repentance and true worship. Hallelujah on tonight. We thank First Lady for that word on tonight. Hallelujah. Do we have any, before we move any further, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you tonight, Lord, for the woman of God. We thank you tonight, Lord, for the word that she brought forth. We thank you tonight, Lord, for using her in a mighty way. We thank you for speaking through her tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. And delivering that word to us on true repentance. Lord, replenish her, the virtue she has poured out onto us tonight, Lord, and continue to fill her up with that word and that knowledge to pour out onto your children. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah on tonight. Do we have any comments or any testimonies or any prayer requests on tonight? Praise God. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Do we have any testimonies, prayer requests, or comments on that word on tonight? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, we just thank God for that word on tonight, true repentance. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed, it starts in the heart. Hallelujah. Not on the outside, because you can stop doing it and still want to do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Still desire to do it, and you wonder why you struggle with it, because it haven't changed the heart about it. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for First Lady on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word. Praise God. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can tune in tomorrow night. Praise God. Hallelujah. We will be back online tomorrow night with the Fellowship of Unity. Amen. And Minister Ray, praise God. So we just thank God for each and every one of you who have called in and who have tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord. Hallelujah. On tonight. And we're going to go ahead and pray out on tonight with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for coming forth and bringing forth that word on tonight, Lord, on true repentance. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for bringing us together on tonight and congregating together in your name. We just magnify you. We just praise you. We just lift your name up high and holy, for you are truly worthy to be praised. You are truly worthy to be magnified. You are truly worthy, hallelujah, to be lifted up. You said that if we lift you up, that you would draw all men unto you. And we thank you on tonight as we lift your name up high and holy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And I just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us, so we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. Hallelujah. And don't forget to say your prayers and just watch what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night, and we'll see y'all next time on the Anointed Truth of Christ.
Bless tonight.
Amen. God bless you.
You too.